Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, America, Ben Taylor is on.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Pleased to welcome into the WANI hotline is Tim Higgins with Alabama Autobahn. And welcome, Tim, as you guys got an event that's going to be coming up next weekend, and we'll talk about that momentarily. But walk us through Alabama Autobahn. I told you on the phone just a moment ago that, I walked around and asked some of the people, told them who my guests were this morning, and they said, well, what is that? So I'll give you the floor to give me your elevator speech on what that actually is.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on air. Alabama Autobahn is Alabama's oldest organization dedicated to promoting bird conservation and just a greater knowledge of birds in general and protecting their habitat and bringing people together to, protect the environment, protect our birds, make community, and just get together.
And that is, if you guys are looking to find out a little more information on that, it's alautobahn.org. So I'm assuming with the .org, it is a nonprofit?
It is a nonprofit, so you can feel free to donate, and write that off on your taxes.
There you go.
I'm not a tax lawyer, though.
No, but I say that most of the time. Most people come in here for some sort of nonprofit, and I'm glad you said donate, because before they leave or before they get off the phone with me, they forget to ask for the money. I'm like, you got to ask for the money. Ask people to send it to you. I said, that's how you guys get your funding, is for everybody to help. Well, one way you're able to do that, if you want to get involved, is going to be taking place this coming weekend, and that is the Black Belt Birding Festival. Now, your specific title is you were actually a coordinator of the Black Belt. So let's discuss what to expect as far as next weekend is concerned.
So this is our biggest event that we as an organization do all year long. So this is a 3-day festival that takes place August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Across six different Black Belt counties. So we're talking about Hale County, Dallas, Marengo, Perry, Sumter, and Lowndes counties. There's over 20 events to pick from.
Oh, wow.
So it's sort of a choose-your-own-adventure type festival. There's no way you can do it all. There's a lot of driving in between places. So I recommend checking out our website and seeing a list of those events, and then you can just sign up for those individually.
And it's going to be taking place, where's the exact location? Because this is a free event as well, right?
Well, our kickoff party on Friday is in downtown Greensboro at Project Horseshoe Farms, and that's a free event. We're going to have live music, refreshments. It's just sort of a party where we can all get together and prepare for the hot weekend ahead of us, getting out there early in the morning and doing some birding in places such as Perry Lakes Park in Perry County, Old Cahaba, the Alabama's first capital and ghost town, and even birding over the Edmund Pettus Bridge with foot soldiers who were present during the march from Selma to Montgomery in 1965.
Wow. And then other events, there is a small charge. However, some are already sold out. You guys keep that in mind. Again, the list of events, you go to alautobahn.org to find out more information. You just click on the events calendar, and it'll give you all that you need as far as what to expect as far as this weekend. So I know that, and I love this because we have tourism folks that come in with us every Tuesday, Turtling Tourism Tuesday, that works for AO Tourism. And we're always talking about various forms of tourism, one of which is he in particular. He's always doing sports tourism, whether it's bringing pickleball to town, or everybody always thinks the big three. They think basketball, football, and baseball, but there's pickleball, archery, this kind of thing right here, ecotourism. This is something too that they'll also do when they do stuff even locally. So I like how in your bullet point you say uplifting the Black Belt community through ecotourism. What do you mean by that? Like walk people through that, if you will.
So I think a lot of people across the state and outside of the state have come to the Black Belt for hunting. You know, we got deer hunting, turkey hunting, fishing, and that's great. But this is another way to experience the Black Belt, where you don't need to have, a gun in your hand to do it. You can carry a pair of binoculars.
I love it.
And so ecotourism is, a huge growing market of revenue. And this is a great way to build up, bring people in, get people in our hotels, Airbnb, eat at our restaurants, And just supporting our local tax base. So our joke in the Black Belt is we're always passing the same dollar around. We go to the fundraiser for this. And
right.
So we need outside dollars to come in, spend that money with us, and that way we can, you know, have that, those funds to fix our roads, better our schools, do all that kind of stuff. But also we're seeing businesses starting catering to birders and to people who are interested in eco and agro tourism, which means just touring agro tourism, visiting farms. So the Joe Farm in New Bern's a great example of that. A cattle ranch that since we've been involved with them for, I guess, 7 years now, they still have their cattle ranch, but they also lead tours year round where people come from across the world to come see interesting birds like swallowtail kites and egret, cattle egret, blue herons, painted bunting, summer tanagers, those really unique birds to the Black Belt that local people are realizing there's a market for, and they're able to bring those people in and make that money on their own. And so that's a huge, huge market. They've been, the Joe Farm is our biggest event every year. We'll have, you know, 100 people there. There's still spaces for that to sign up. And they've been featured on the BBC Travel Network and National Geographic and everything. So we want people to come here and see what we got going on.
Yeah, tourism in Alabama is something special for sure. I got to ask you, what got you into this? Is you know, you talk about Alabama Autobot and you being the coordinator there in that particular area. So was this a hobby that turned into something special, or were you know, did you quote unquote go to school for this and then this is where you ended up? How did you get involved in this?
I went to school for political science, and I became a folk singer.
That's
for a long time.
Yeah, they match up perfectly. Sounds great.
But listen, I live in the Black Belt, and I was present when Alabama Autobahn started coming down here and trying to make connections in the community. And they had a great coordinator before me who came in and sort of set up this program. And then I came on board after she went to another agency, and I've, you know, I'm a boots on the ground. I live here, and I understand what people are interested in, and I love this region, and I love living in Greensboro, and I love sharing that with visitors.
That's awesome stuff. Can you hold on through a break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about some of the partnerships? And I did want to ask you about, you know, when we talk about threatened or rare birds, and I know you mentioned a few names just a minute ago, but we'll talk a little bit more about that and what people can expect this weekend, or this next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend. Can you hold on through a break real quick?
Sure.
Sounds great. As we are talking with Tim Higgins, who is with Alabama Autobahn, Black Belt Coordinator, as out of Greensboro, and we'll talk about the events that you can expect as far as next weekend is concerned. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
They don't call him the best coffee maker in the building for nothing. Ben Taylor is on the air.
W-A-N-I. Auburn Opelika this morning as we continue. Tim Higgins with us on the WNI Hotline. We're talking about Alabama Autobahn and what you can expect as far as next weekend is concerned. So I noticed on here you also have some keynote speakers and that kind of thing. What is that something that's going to happen throughout the weekend, or just a special keynote speaker that particular day on the 2nd?
So on the 2nd, we have our keynote speaker this year in Greensboro at the Greensboro Opera House at 2:30 will be Dudley Edmondson. He is a world-renowned nature photographer, filmmaker, and the author of a couple books. His most recent book is called People the Planet Needs Now, about diversifying the voices about in the room who are discussing our most pressing and urgent ecological and problems when it comes to conservation and protecting the environment.
Conservation, protect the environment, that kind of thing, you put in your notes as well. And so I want to discuss it, because when I saw it, rare and threatened birds, what constitutes that? I mean, the word you hear a lot of times are endangered. So when you say rare or threatened, what are the expectations as far as what people could see or hear about this weekend?
So one of our biggest partners is a farm in Sumter County called Sumter Farm, and it features one of the last remaining Black Belt prairies. Historically, the Black Belt was a prairie. It was always on fire. There wasn't all these hardwood cypress trees, pine trees every which way that we see now. That's from agriculture and the way that we work our land. So historically, there was the prairies were filled with grassland birds. Those are in steep decline, entirely, you know, about to be decimated because there isn't the grasses and that they evolved to live in. So at Sumter Farm, that features one of the last prairie remnants in the Black Belt that that you can tour. It's about 11,000 acres, and we have several events there through the weekend where you can see these birds that, you know, some of them are so small, these sparrows and wrens, and that, you know, it really takes being with some of our expert guides who can really get you to focus in. We almost have some bird whisperers, if you know what I mean,
right,
call them in. But then also up near Payne Lake in the Okmulgee part of the Talladega National Forest is part of our one of our events where we'll see red cockaded woodpeckers. They're only found in a few pockets of the region's remaining longleaf pine forests. And so that's usually, I think that one may be sold out already, but go definitely check our website to see what is available. And what other things? You'll see some sort of prehistoric looking birds called wood storks. But what a lot of people don't realize is that while bird populations are in steep decline, there are things that we can do to protect them right now and to help them build those numbers up. So just like the eastern bluebird was endangered, almost totally threatened, but we see those all the time now, and that's because in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, there was a big movement to build bird boxes for them to nest in. Same thing with purple martin gourds, and unfortunately, we're seeing purple martin numbers in steep decline. Because people aren't, you know, there's a lot of the old-timers hang those gourds up, but we need to encourage, you know, the younger generation to do that, too.
Well, you'd be proud. Our next-door neighbor, they actually do that. And so, so in our community here, here just on the outskirts of Auburn, our next-door neighbor, and they're a young couple with young kids. So hopefully they're doing something to help as far as that is concerned. Well, before I let you go, I mean, what did we miss? What do we need to get to? What can we, you know, as far as expectations of what people need to look forward to, as this will take place the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August. So to kick off August, where do they need to go? All that kind of good stuff up above.
So best thing you can do is go to our website, alaudubon, that's alaudubon.org, alaudubon.org. Check out those list of events coming up. We do things statewide all year round. So for this weekend, though, other than just our festival, we are seeing community-led events happening. So there's going to be an artist market, live music, and a gallery show at Sumac Cottage. Aaron Sanders Head, a textile artist in downtown Greensboro. The Engel Gallery is going to have a special exhibit. And then even Magnolia Grove, one of our historic sites owned by the state, the Alabama Historic Commission, is doing a special presentation on birds and the decorative arts. So just check out our website. All that information is going to be on there. And we really just want to share this beautiful place with anyone who wants to come. We would love to tell you more about it.
Very well said. Tim, I greatly appreciate your time this morning. All the best next weekend. I hope you guys have a great event. Get a ton of people coming up there and seeing what all's take place and able to educate some people, whether they may be well involved as far as it's concerned or they may be new to this. I think it'll be an eye-opening experience for a lot of people.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. As Tim Higgins, Alabama Audubon, be sure to go to alaudubon.org for more information. They have a Facebook page, Instagram page. Make sure you search that up. You can find the list of events when you go to the website. Again, alaudubon.org for next weekend and the 1st, the 2nd, and 3rd. And go ahead and check out all the events that are going to be included in that. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.